This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. In fact, the website allows you to influence the stuff we'll talk about on these very airwaves by going and submitting different suggestions to the site. You submit something you find online, whether it's a blog post or video or whatever, and other listeners then get the chance to review it and vote it. They can vote up or they can vote down, and the most voted up items will make it to the front page and the top of our website, meaning we're more likely to see them and more likely to talk about them. Freetalklive.com is where you can go to do that. Of course, if you want to guarantee you get your issue on the air, then you should call in, because that's the point of the program. We'll take your calls about anything, and we'll start out with Matthew in California. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Okay. It's afternoon here in California.
It is. What's on your mind today?
Well, I was listening. I'm catching up on the podcast, because I listened at work, and I went on vacation, so I'm catching up. And I was listening to a phone call you got last Saturday from a police officer in, I believe it was Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he was saying, oh, all cops are, you know, they just get a bad rap. But this morning, I woke up sick, and it literally was a sickening video, and it's on YouTube's top 10 today if you want to search it out, of this Seattle cop, police officer,
yep,
beating up on this 14 or 15-year-old African-American girl.
Yeah, she was 17.
She was 17, but that doesn't mean
matter.
That her face can take a punch any better.
Yeah.
Right, 17 or 14, and I'm just like, you know, and you can even, the reaction of the guy taking the video was the same one I had. Really, he's just saying, really. And I almost thought it was me, or like, maybe how I subliminally got there, but, you know, it was, he just kept saying, really, and like, and you just can't believe that it's going on, and then you find out what it was for. And you're like,
jaywalking.
I shouldn't stab anybody. She walks across the street, she went across these government lines.
Well,
and didn't go,
you know what it really
right
was?
Time.
Is that was just the start of it. It was after that that she wasn't deferential to the officers.
Yeah, contemptuous cop.
Right. She wasn't as obedient as he might have liked her to be, and that's what really set him off.
Right. And for every story I see like that, that's the story that gets shown. That's the one they have video on. So you know there's hundreds of more out there. I have my own personal stories of stuff that happened to me. Well, I was just walking out of a 7-Eleven, and the cop's like, I need to see your ID. And I was like, for what? I didn't know we needed one for to get a Slurpee. And he's like, you know? So I'm like, it's like, well, if you don't give me some ID, you're going to jail. And this, I mean, I'm like, are you kidding me?
That's crazy.
America. And so when I hear cops talk like that, I'm like, okay, for every story you have of a cop being great, I've got 100 of cops being bad.
Matthew, you were walking out of that store being black.
I know that, and he knew that, but he didn't want to, you know, I just couldn't believe it. Like, here in America, you know, I served in the military to protect this country, and now I'm really wishing I had those 4 years back.
Yeah, that's what they told you, at least.
Yeah, that's what they told me, gentlemen.
You know, the other thing that you'll find out if you research this video a little bit is this: the Seattle Police Department standing behind this guy. They're saying that this is appropriate behavior, and the fact is, it is. This is how police have handled these situations throughout the years. Police officers are actually a relatively new invention. I think the 1850s is when they had the first ones in London. But you know, law enforcement officers, whether it's been sheriffs or slave catchers or the king's men or whatever, have been. This is how they mete out they do their job. And it's the advent of new cheap video cameras that are going to force the change. The reason that the police department is standing behind this guy, the reason that this guy did this, is because this is normal behavior. This is considered normal pain compliance. And that's all they're trying. That's what they're used to doing. And so they're going to have to, the government running up against technology, it's going to take a while for them to switch over, but they're going to have to change how they do business or die.
Well, it's just unfortunate. I hadn't read the backstory about what I hadn't seen what the police department's response was going to be, but it's just so sad, and you feel like I don't condone violence, but it almost makes you want to you know.
It was outrageous.
You
know, it was outrageous, Matthew.
And if that was my daughter, there would be nothing stopping me from going after that officer. I'm sorry.
And this is the crazy part about this, Matthew, is this guy was doing this. He's the lone white guy in a crowd of what appeared to be like 20 black people. If they would have chosen to have their own vigilante justice, if they would have chosen to do that, and I think this is, you know, it shows the
restraint.
You know, the restraint of this particular crowd, they could have just closed in on him, beat the crap out of him, and 45 seconds later dispersed, and there wouldn't have been any other cops there. Nothing.
He wouldn't have been able to remember who it was.
We would have never seen the video because the guy would have been in traction, and they wouldn't have wanted to show who might have participated.
Well, what I suggested last night, let me run this one by you, Matthew, because I felt the same sense of outrage, and as I was watching the video, I thought, boy, that cop sure is lucky those folks did not jump in and harm him. He's lucky they're so obedient. And I thought, well, there's got to be a medium. There's got to be a midpoint between doing nothing and watching someone be abused like that and jumping in and actually delivering abuse yourself. And I thought of, well, what would happen if you went in there? Like, there was this huge black dude that had a video camera in that, if you recall from the video, he was just kind of standing there with his cell phone, very close, very brave of those folks to pull out their cameras and confront that cop. I was thinking, what if that guy went up behind the cop and just grabbed him by the arms, and then somebody else went up and grabbed his legs, and somebody else, you know, went up and, like, five people
probably
went up.
Would have gotten shot.
And, well, not if he was grabbed him by the arms. So what would happen if a bunch of people just went up, disarmed the cop, and then threw his ass over in a field somewhere and said, get out of here? What would he do? He'd be so embarrassed. He wouldn't be able to do anything.
I don't think it's a solution. I think the very best thing that could happen was taking this video footage. It's on Yahoo.
What if they're killing somebody, Mark?
We're not talking about somebody killing anybody.
I know that, but
we're talking about this, and this is the best solution. My wife told me about this video this morning. She saw it on Yahoo. We don't talk about these issues very much because I've got an outlet for talking about them.
So she saw it on her own through her own channels.
She was outraged. She couldn't believe what she was seeing. Mr. and Mrs. America are seeing this video.
Yeah.
And it's great.
I hope it suppresses this for change. I really hope it is.
Well, and that's, I think Mark is a little optimistic, and I appreciate the optimism, but the idea that all these police videos are going to force the police to change, where's the change, man?
Well,
there's been all kinds of videos.
It takes time. They are a monopoly.
Right.
And it takes monopolies a while to change. You have to pay for them. I understand. But at some point, the force of the public, because normal people aren't going to put up with this at some point.
Yeah, it seems like they're putting up with it. I hope you're right. I hope that at some point comes sooner rather than later. But, I mean, you've had cops killing people on video, and sometimes the cops themselves will be punished, but the system itself doesn't change. They just apologize. They make a show like they're doing something about it, and everything just goes back to the status quo.
All right.
So I think that people should get fed up, and I think that they should do something more than just record. I think they should pull their money from these police departments, but in order to do that, you'd have to get people to actually have some courage. And I think we're starting to see courage come out, and that's what I was really impressed with the video. The most impressive thing about the video was the courage of the people around there to actually come close. That guy was – the people that were there were close to that incident.
They moved forward as it was happening.
Yes.
Very.
And so they closed in, and they pulled out as many of them that could, it seemed, pulled out their video cameras and recorded that. And I think that's an unusual step because that requires some level of courage on the parts of the people who would normally just look the other way. Or maybe in just a few years ago they would have looked the other way or stayed away because they would worry that the cop would lash out at them. But they came in close, and they were brave. And I think that's the most exciting part for me, to show that, because if more people start taking those steps, then we'll see more of these videos hit the internet. Maybe you're right, Mark. Maybe then
It's going to be more and more. It's the snowball.
It may be another decade.
It's rolling.
Ian,
of course, it's going to be another decade. Ian, you think you're going to see police brutality stop tomorrow?
No.
I mean,
and that's exactly it. Ian, you were asking what would happen if all those people jumped on that one cop. That community would have hell to pay for the next. Those cops would go out and find any person who looks like that person. They would just be. They would be beating, pulling, arresting, harassing people for the next year. Anybody in that community who looked like they were in part of that crowd. That's why they didn't do it.
Jump on him with violence. I mean,
That's what I would have expected to happen.
Just to end the violence that he was initiating.
Yeah, I don't know what it's like in Seattle, but I can tell you there are black neighborhoods in America where that guy would have gotten it.
Hey, thanks, Matthew, for the call and the thoughts tonight. I definitely share your feelings on that one. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I hope it's going to be less than a decade, and I think the Free State Project can make that happen, at least here in New Hampshire. More coming up. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a convert for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Get interactive. The bulletin board system is there, and there are over 500,000 posts. A lot of people there hanging out, and it is virtually unmoderated, so viewer discretion is advised. bbs.freetalklive.com.
Okay, in how many summers now have you said that you're going to change your life you're going to eat healthier foods, exercise, get back on track. Well, here's Mike Buck and how Nature Bee's, New Zealand's Nature Bee and their Plan B can help with that.
Hello there, gang. And you're right. If you're smart enough to be listening to Free Talk Live, you can get yourself back on track with the best support your body could ask for. Nature Bee from New Zealand, pure as it can be, no pollutants, chemicals, or toxins. That plant pollen is the best substance on earth. You'll get every one of the 22 essential elements your body is composed of. You know good nutrition needs a healthier mind and body. Nature Bee is just what you need.
Now, it makes good sense, but what is this Plan B you're referring to, Mike?
Yep, it's not a bailout, but it's going to help you lose some of those LBs, and it's not going to cost you anything. Look at this. A big six-month supply of Nature Bee, $99.95 plus delivery. Already a good deal. We're going to bonus more, $99.95, with the Bee Slim program. Another product from the Hive, a great weight loss supplement, meal planner, exercise guide, even a measuring tape. You will not be disappointed in this, and it's free. 1-866-834-8355. Toll free to offer in New Zealand. 866-834-8355. Or online, of course, NatureBee. That's NatureBee.com.
Okay, everyone, just like me, get healthy with Nature Bee, and don't forget their 100% money-back guarantee. You call the Bee line right now at 866-834-8355. It's 866-834-8355 or online at naturebee.com.
All right, let's continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want and talk to Andrew in New Hampshire. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, greetings, guys.
Hey, Andrew, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I just wanted to recount an experience I had with the Men in Blue down in the city of Boston, Massachusetts on Tuesday evening.
Oh, I'm sure there was a friendly encounter. Boston cops, I'm sure, the best of the best.
Oh, they had the best out on a nice make-work detail for about 50 to 100 or so Boston police officers. I was down there with my wife for a Red Sox game, and we had made plans to stay at a hotel near the TD Garden. And the significance of that was the Celtics were playing Game 6 against the Lakers out in L.A. And so we decided we didn't want to drive back to New Hampshire. So we, you know, took the train back to North Station, and we stopped at City Hall and got out, and we were walking back, and, you know, we saw a bunch of cops standing around with their batons, not really doing anything because, well, the Celtics were getting crushed, and there wasn't that many people out and about in that area of the city.
So the cops were prepared for, like, a sports riot?
Yeah, and I think part of it was they were, you know, prepared, and, like, they had a bunch of cops down in the Fenway, Kenmore area by Fenway Park. They had a bunch down by City Hall, and then they had a bunch around surrounding the garden area where they have a high concentration of bars where they've had instances in the past, most of which had resulted in their interactions with people.
So meaning in the past there have been incidents, you're saying, because they harassed people?
Yeah, because, they're trying to control the crowd, and you have, you know, essentially a lot of, I think the previous ones were Red Sox related, so you had a significant amount of college students because Boston is over 33% college student population. So, I mean, you have a bunch of college students and alcohol and, you know, good times and, you know, mixed
there are
up
that
cops,
many colleges you know. In the Boston area that 33% of the population are college students?
There are hundreds of colleges in Boston. I was shocked when I first heard that stat, but it's a good 30 to 33% are college-age students.
Yeah, I'm stunned.
All right, so what happened to you?
So we were approaching our hotel, which is essentially within spitting distance of the garden on a side street, and we're approaching, and we see those lovely metal barricades set up, almost blocking the entire street on which our hotel's on, and a bunch of cops standing around, not really doing anything, not really paying attention to anyone. So we decided to walk down the street because the middle of it was left open.
Mm-hmm.
To which we were greeted by a cop who yelled at us angrily, saying, "You can't go down there. The street's closed." And we go, well, we want to go down to our hotel, which is at the end of the street. And he's like, sorry, the street's closed. You have to go left or right. I go, I understand that, but could you tell me how I need to, you know, how I can get to my hotel? And he responds with
a reasonable question, by the way, a reasonable question, because he's telling you you can't do something. You need to get to the place where you need to go. And so you just you asked him, well, OK, how can I do this without having you crush my head in?
Right. And I was with my wife and there wasn't that many people around. And there was about 12 cops standing around with batons, not really doing anything. So I didn't really feel the need.
Oh, I'm sorry. They were protecting and serving.
Right, they were protecting and serving at probably, you know, $50 to $100 an hour, protecting and serving. So, you know, to which he tersely responds, you know, very angrily and, you know, attempting to escalate the situation by saying, you need to go, I already told you, you need to go left or right, to which me and my wife respond with, that's not, you know, we understood what you said. We were asking you how we can get to our hotel. Another cop chimes in with, well, those are our orders. We can't let anyone down the street. Don't hate on the messenger. So we're just befuddled because we're obviously not going to get anywhere with this, you know, rock scholar who can't tell us, you know, simply how to get down there because there's no one around. There's nothing occupying his time. They're not really prepared for anything. They're just standing around collecting money. So we move on down to the next checkpoint and try our luck there. And it's the same thing. You know they're not you know actively preventing people from going down the street.
So you went okay. So just to follow here, he said you got to go left or right. You spoke back. Then you went left or right, and then And then at the next street, you also could not go down that street. So you still couldn't go behind, on the street that was parallel to the street that you were on before. You couldn't go down that one either.
Right. So it was kind of
what about the businesses
kind of
on
like
these streets? I mean, what about the businesses that make their money on these streets?
Not that night.
Well, the only businesses that are on these streets that essentially would be open are either bars or hotels.
Okay.
So obviously, you know, I'm only surmising that they probably wanted to keep people away from the bars because we were greeted by a cop who told us in a more friendlier tone that we couldn't go down the street, that they had their orders, that from the third quarter until the end of the game, they weren't letting anyone down the street.
Can you stick around and tell the rest of the story?
Certainly.
Hang on, more with Andrew in a moment. We'll find out what happened. He denied access from the street his hotel's on, went the other direction, denied access from the parallel street. Well, what happened next? We'll find out. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, Care. And the number one way to open drains plugged with air? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at the drain clog. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. And those features include our archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website, going back for an entire week on the front page. And if you go into the podcast, you can go back for over a year, in fact, all the way to the beginning of 2009, free at freetalklive.com. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're on with Andrew, calling from New Hampshire, out for a game with a wife in Boston.
I don't know that he actually was at the game.
Oh, you weren't at the game?
We were at Fenway Park for the Red Sox game.
Yeah, so he was You were out for a game, and you decided to stay the night in Boston. You got yourself did you get the hotel room in advance?
We did. We actually got it that day, and my wife traveled, so she gets hotel points, a lot of hotel points.
Okay, so you already booked the room, and you were expecting to be able to get to your hotel, but it turns out that at least between the third and fourth quarter of the game, or third quarter and the end of the game, they had locked down certain streets in Boston, and you were not allowed to actually physically walk down what you described as an empty street. With the exception of the cops that were scattered about all over the place, standing around, demanding that you not walk down the street. They ordered you to go a different direction. You went a different direction in an attempt to get to your hotel. And on the next street over, the parallel street, you encountered the same situation. That's where you left your story off.
Correct. And this cop was, I would say, friendlier, but still the same story of you can't go down here. He actually, you know, explained why we couldn't go down, which really wasn't, you know, good news for us. To which, you know, there was another couple in the same situation as us, staying in a different hotel, And they, you know, explained the same thing that we did to the gentleman or, you know, police officer, said, you know, we have our key cards, you know, we're staying at a hotel, we're not causing trouble. And there's, you know, barely anyone coming down the street. The only people who are, you know, coming down the street are coming the opposite direction, you know, from where we want to go, coming from the bars that are just, you know, trickling out. So they're letting people out, but they're not letting anyone in, which doesn't really make any sense because, well, you know, if you have the street blocked off, you know, you have to let the people who are there out. Why can't you just let a few people, you know, down the street at a time? But, you know, logic kind of escapes, you know, the, you know, bureaucratic command and control model of we're not going to let anyone down the streets no matter what, except for the people who are leaving the bars.
Well, they have their orders, Andrew, and they, you know, clearly can't think for themselves and make their own decisions.
Right. So we decide that...
Well, likely they'd be in trouble,
you know,
if they did.
Right. So we're, you know, we're standing there and we realize we're not going to get anywhere. It's not even, you know, there's not a point to go to the next place because it's going to be the same thing. So we might as well, you know, the cop's like, well, the game's almost over. You might as well just wait it out. So we're like, all right, we'll just wait it out. So we're standing there, we, you know, we see these people, a couple kids, you know, college-age kids, come down the street, come all the way to the end of the street where the checkpoint is on the other side of the barricades from where we're standing. They're talking to one another. That cop is still standing right there. And then they decide, well, we're just going to go back the same way we came. And so we point this out to the cop. You know, we're like, hey, you know, you said that no one can go down the street. Those gentlemen just are walking down the street. He looks at us, looks at them, and is like, you know, all right, well, I guess you guys can go down the street. So we go down the street to which, you know, they went a different direction. We still wanted to get to our hotel, which was barricaded by another, nice checkpoint, to which we're greeted with the same thing. By this
now,
time,
wait, how much closer are you to the hotel at this point?
I would say about a quarter block, half block.
How far are you from the hotel then at this point?
I don't know, probably a good 100 yards.
Okay, so well within seeing distance of the front door.
See the hotel
basically.
Pretty well. And there aren't between you and the hotel, there's not a riot going on, people throwing trash cans on fire, stuff
right,
like that?
No, there's no riot. There's just people. There's not even people making a lot of noise. There's just people leaving the bar, and they're actually not even really, you know, other than yelling at the cops saying, you know, you guys are wasting a bunch of money. This is ridiculous. You know, you guys are foolish. Other than that, there really wasn't anything going on.
But they stopped you again.
Right, they stopped us again. This time the wife is extremely upset. She's not really feeling well. Plus she's, you know, slightly emotional, which, you know, sometimes she gets. And then this time she's in tears and explaining to the, you know, the cop, we need to get to our hotel. You know, I want to go to bed. And I chime in with, you know, the hotel's, you know, literally, you know, within walking distance. We're not going to cause any problems. He goes, sorry, those are the orders. There's no exceptions. To which I respond with, you know, knowing that there are exceptions, saying, well, who is the person who can make exceptions? To which he points out one of the sergeants who we go over to talk to. And there's two of them standing there. And, you know, the same
amazing
story. And they, you know, they kind of look at each other, look at my wife, who's, you know, visibly, you know, upset by this point, and they go, well, you said the right words, so, you know, here you go, you know, enjoy your night, you know, which is, it's totally patronizing because, you know, well, they're going to, you know, through their good graces, just let us go because we said some magic words when they could just use their good logic and say, well, there's nothing going on here. You know, it's kind of silly to prevent people from walking down the street. You know, we'll just stand here and make sure things don't get out of control.
So it took took a woman crying in order for the cops to actually feel some humanity and then the rules for you.
Yeah, I mean, if it was just me or me with a bunch of guy friends or, you know, even just a group of people, you know, we would have been ass out of luck. But,
now,
you know.
How long are we talking about here? What's the time period from the first time where you ran up against the cop who told you you couldn't go to when you were finally actually allowed to get to the hotel? How long are we talking about?
I think it's about 20 minutes. And then there was one directly after that. But this checkpoint was literally at the end of the street within, like, you know, about 6 feet from the door, because we had to, like, kind of kitty corner around to get to our hotel because of the way the streets were laid out. So this was like about a 15 to 20 minute process to essentially, you know, do a 20 second to, you know, 40 second walk down the street.
Amazing.
Yes, there was no cost.
Well, you should feel good about it, Andrew, because they're keeping the city safe. You should feel good that you had to stand around and wait and walk from place to place, you know, like a rat in a maze. Because, well, you know, they're just trying to do the right thing, keep the city safe from those hooligans. And you should feel good about it. It's your civic duty to do whatever they tell you.
Right. And, well, you know, the thing I'd like to point out is that they're containing these same people or, you know, have alcohol available to them at the garden there, at the Madison Square Garden, or it's not the Boston Garden. That's where the Celtics play, right?
Who cares?
Yeah, they were actually in L.A., so, there wasn't anyone coming from the from the garden itself.
Oh,
they
so this was from the baseball
away game. From the bars, because there's a ton of ton of bars in the
so
area.
So private security is handling these drunken hooligans that, you know, the assumption is are going to tear out on the streets and do crazy things without blocking off every place, and people are able to move freely about the inside of this baseball stadium. But once these people get on the street, they then meet the monopoly on, you know, security that is the Boston Police Department, and they can't handle it without blocking off streets and impeding everybody because a handful of people might get out of hand drunk.
Well, remember, this is the same police department that shut down a significant portion of the city because there was some light bright signs that were placed around.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the same police department.
They blew up their own traffic counting box, too.
Well, this is also the same police department that their weapons and tactics instructor shot a girl to death with a pepper ball gun in a manner that, you know, he, you know, wasn't trained to use it, and was using a pepper ball round. This was a few years ago, and I believe you guys talked about it on your show.
I don't know. That one doesn't ring a bell, but we've talked about so much, it wouldn't surprise me if it slipped my mind. Thanks for the story tonight, Andrew. Glad nothing worse happened, you know, to you beyond your inconvenience. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. It would have been a good time to pull out a Quick.com camera and start recording your interactions with a cop, and just to show the world how absurd it is.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials, or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. We give them to you, so enjoy those on us. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. You start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Come as we continue with your phone calls about what you want. Ryan is in Texas. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
What's on your mind?
Hey, well, I was calling about your story from a couple days ago about the cop that killed the neighbor's kitten, that he trapped it, and it supposedly scratched him, so he killed it, and all the horrible things that happened.
Yes.
Regarding that. Well, most of the things that you said I agreed with in regard to, you know, him losing his job, which I think is definitely valid. You know, I've been in a situation where I've had employees that did immoral things outside of the job, and I let them go because I didn't want to have an immoral person, you know, working for me. And so that I see is totally valid. But where I disagreed is where you say that he didn't have to pay any penalty in the court. You know, like you seem to think that because the cat was property, he should have to pay restitution for that the property that he destroyed. And I think that, and I'm not going to make any friends here, but that cat was not on the owner's property, and it was not supervised. It was effectively a free animal that came on his property. You know, and anybody should be able to have, you know, dominion over the animals on their property. You know, from the story, it didn't sound like it had a collar or anything either. So could you not kill a deer that was on your property because you thought, well, maybe it's my neighbor's pet deer? Now, what he did was wrong, and it was horrible, and it was unneighborly. But, you know, I wouldn't go so far as to say that it should have been necessarily illegal or that he should have had to pay some kind of legal restitution for it.
You might be right.
Well, or you might not. You're coming up with an arbitrary designation, which is that if an animal is on your property, it is your animal. And I'm not saying that that's incorrect or correct. It seems to me that when deer come on my property, and I have, 11 acres, and it's wooded, and I'm sure that there's deer and animals on it at all times, I'm of the opinion that people shouldn't be shooting those animals without my permission, and I'm not likely going to give them that permission. I may. It depends on the circumstance, right? If some deer's lunching like a fat man at a buffet at in my garden, his life might very well be forfeit. But if the neighbor, it really sort of depends. There's this, what you're saying could be true. Neighbors could feel that way, or they could feel like, look, I let other people's animals come on my property, so they should be letting other people's animals come on their property. So this is an issue of what do people think about property rights. And if it's not written down and codified, certainly there's some issues there. But what do you, I believe that if your cat is coming, that people's cats are roaming around free in the neighborhood. I used to let my cat roam free around in a residential neighborhood, and somebody would have shot him. I would have been very upset because I let other people's cats come. I don't shoot other people's cats that come on my property.
So it's a common courtesy.
But that's your property.
I understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying, listen to me on this one. Don't defend your position. Listen to what I'm saying. Is there's a different view of property in this. I view the cat at, let's say I have this view. I'll view the cat as my property no matter where he goes, and because other people let their cats, which I view as their property, come onto my land, I still don't view them as mine simply because they're on my land. So you have the view that any animal that comes on your land is there. So we have two converging property issues here. Do you see what I'm saying?
I understand. Now, in regards to that, though, anybody that's had, cats their whole lives, that they've had outdoor cats, they know that one day that cat's not going to come back. Either it's going to get hit by a car, it's going to run away, it'll be attacked by other animals. Maybe the Vietnamese restaurant down the street's going to cook it and eat it. It's just one of the things that you accept when you have an outdoor cat. It's only going to live two, three, five years tops. If it's an indoor cat, you can get, 15, 20 years out of it. Mm-hmm. What if he were, the type of person that eats cats and is like, oh, hey, look, dinner's here. Because it's a cat and it might be a pet, then he can't eat it.
That's correct. He can't.
How is he supposed to know that if it doesn't have a collar on?
Because it's not a stray. You can tell the difference generally between a stray and somebody's
pet. A little torn. I understand where you're coming from, Mark, and Ryan, I think you're making a persuasive point. Let me throw this one out there. Let's take it to a different level. What if a little girl wanders into his yard? Does that mean that she's not she can be his property
cats
now?
Little girls.
Yeah, but they're still beings. They're still sentient to some extent, right? I mean,
look, if it's your property, then you own every animal that comes on it. It doesn't matter whether I have a label on that animal saying it's mine, and I do have labels on my animals saying that they're mine. That's still just a courtesy that you might extend somebody. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's when you start getting into gray area. But no,
it's not gray. That's not gray, dude. You're saying that animals that come on your property are yours. If they're unlabeled, either you own those animals or you don't.
Well, there's a difference between an animal that you're letting go freely and an animal that may be broke out. Like if you have a fence around your cows and the fence breaks and the cow.
So I can let my cat go freely as long as I label him?
No.
Because I do.
It's a little different.
What if he snips his collar? It happens.
I'll concede. I don't have a good answer for that. Now, as to what Ian was saying, I'll counter with a point that you guys have made in previous shows, that animals don't respect property rights. That's what makes them animals, and that's what gives us dominion over them.
Little children don't respect property rights either.
True, but they're still little people. But they're part of the human
race.
But
I understand. They're clearly not humans, but they are sentient beings. They are individual beings, and they have likely have some level of consciousness.
Animals, cats.
Yeah. And so wouldn't it make the most sense, I think, to essentially, you've got two people that are claiming damage, right? The cop is claiming that something was walking on my car. So he sets the trap out. He catches the cat in the trap. The cat scratches his arm. He executes it. Now, he alleges that his arm was scratched, but he executes the cat. We know that happened. You've got the other folks who have now lost their loved kitty, So they've got, he's got paw prints on his car and maybe a scratch on his arm. They've got a lost kitty. So wouldn't it make sense that, that essentially they should pay him to clean his car and he should pay them for whatever the cat was worth to them, a couple thousand bucks.
Well, as far as like paw prints, perhaps, but not for, you know, like if he had blood spray from killing a cat or anything. But I mean, yeah, I mean, if the cat's damaging his car, then sure, you know, but as far as killing the cat, I mean, the whole thing is ludicrous, really. It's just the only reason it's an issue is because kittens are cute. You know, I mean, that's what it comes, if it was the pet raccoon, nobody would care.
Well, a raccoon, I don't think that you would, you can assume that if you see a raccoon, that it is unowned. If you see a cat.
Gosh, you guys, I can't hear you, so I'll talk to you later.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Okay, I don't know how to really address this, but it seems to me the pet raccoon doesn't really count. And raccoons are cute. But the a raccoon, if you see it, you assume that that raccoon is wild. If you see a cat, especially if it's in a certain state of maintenance, you assume that that cat is, you know, tamed. Many people don't put collars on their cats because cats will go under fences and things like that, get collars stuck, and strangle themselves.
Mm.
Most cat collars have this little stretchy piece of fabric on it, which, by the way, makes it so that Senor can slip them off, and does. I mean, I used to try to, you know, chase him around with collars and things like that, and he just didn't want them on. And I had a little cute collar that said Senor Grouchy Pants and had my telephone number on it and that kind of thing. He just doesn't want that thing on. And the little bell on it made him hard for him to catch critters, and I think maybe he knew that. So to me, it is gosh darn unneighborly, and you're going to find some terrible things happening to you, like people shooting out your windows or egging your house or doing terrible things to you if you just execute cats.
I think you're right about that.
And that's the way society is going to deal with that problem.
Right. Clearly, this guy is out of line, and he did wrong. I think everybody's got good points on this one. I think Ryan's got good points in that it is his property. I mean, if he were to give those folks a warning and say, look, your cat came on my property today. Here it is back. If I see it one more time on my property, then I will, you know, then I will do something more drastic next time. That might have been a better way to approach it, but still, it's not very neighborly. So I don't think there's a real good answer here beyond let the market decide what is the appropriate restitution, if any, in this case. And, of course, the market isn't deciding those things today. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And then maybe people would organize themselves in certain ways in society in which you wouldn't have to live next door to somebody like that. I don't know. It's not an easy answer. Hour 2 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Your thoughts are welcome.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumaThinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumaThinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.